Mark, thanks for your time. Interesting times for UD, a bit of a transition. Quan's here now and a few things on the horizon as well.
We've got a really interesting next couple of years, and our focus is on growth, and with the right products, we'll achieve that.
You must be delighted with how the Quan's gone over the last 12 months.
Quan has been sensational, to be honest with you. It's a brand that keeps, for us, product keeps growing, and we'll introduce some new product as well early next year, and as I said in the presentation, into 2020, we have a lot of new product to go into that.
I know a lot of people will say, you know, medium duty, obviously. Are you inferring medium duty? Is that a heavy duty? Is obviously quite well covered. Is that on the horizon?
Medium duty is part of our plan. As I've clearly stated a number of times, medium duty is firmly part of our future. We have a new product that we will launch. We're not ready yet, and we will talk about that when it's ready.
Okay. Just back to the Quan. Why do you think it's got such a good cut through? What are the main selling points?
A number of features, but safety first. It has really rung true with a lot of the local government organisations, with fleet operators. It's something that is different for a Japanese truck to really go down that path. And it's something that I think customers have been looking for a long time. And we were first to market, and it's been very well accepted. Disc brakes is just one feature that customers really love. The adaptive cruise control, braking, automatic braking, it's just something that people were really looking for, and they love it.
The Japanese brands are doing really well. It's a pretty tough competition out there. I mean, there's three brands there that are fighting out, and yourselves. Is it sometimes hard just to get that cut through?
We don't spend a lot of time looking at what the others are doing. We're trying to lead ourselves. We're looking at different segments, and we have looked at different segments and developed a product that fits into new markets that traditionally we haven't been in. One of those pictures we put up of the Quan, we've got some lightweight B-doubles running. We were running them in the 420 horsepower category. Okay, but at 460, they perform very well. In fact, one customer said to me recently, who runs it from Brisbane to Bundaberg and back, he runs it against he's got a 500 horsepower truck up against it, and his drivers kept telling him they needed more power, more power. Do you know the 460 Quan returns the same trip times as his 500 horsepower, and on top of that, it's more fuel efficient.
Just need to put 500 horsepower badges on it and they'll be happy.
Well, it's funny you should say that. He asked me, do we have any 500s? They won't believe it. But it maintains, the average trip time is exactly the same with better fuel efficiency. And that's what customers are looking for.
In the presentation, you spoke about some new variants coming along. Can you give us any sort of idea where you might be heading with the additions to the Quan range?
We've got a number of things that we're going to do. I guess the first one that we will be to market with, that we will talk about, is we'll do a tipper version early next year, and that's to meet the demand of all the roadworks that are going on around Australia, and there's a bit of a shortage of bodybuilder spaces, so we're going to actually have a bit of a play in that area.
It's interesting time, isn't it? The market is just doing so amazingly well. Do you think it's caught some manufacturers a little bit on the hop? Have you been, I guess Quan turned up at just exactly the right time for you guys?
Quan did turn up at the right time, but we'd already started to grow with the previous Quan. That was the beginning of our growth phase, and then with the new Quan turning up, it really did make a difference for us, and it accelerated that. But we've had success in other models in that heavy-duty range, and we'll continue in that area.
Exciting times over the next couple of years. All the best with it.
Thank you very much.